Hey guys, what is up? You are listening to the Daily Hustle Podcast, and I am your host, mentor, and coach, Holly Leonard, co-owner and founder of CrossFit PBD. I'm super excited to be back on the podcast. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus for no other reason than I've been working on my own personal development and really leveling up, taking some time to slow things down, come back to my own personal priorities, vision, and mission so that I can be the best coach, I can be the best partner, and really I can be the best version of myself to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled. So one of those key items that helps me feel happy, fulfilled, and on point with my vision and mission is creating content that is valuable and usable and will help you get to the next level in your life. So because I've been taking more time to work on personal development, I've been working considerable hours from home, really just getting in the groove, and hence less time at the gym. So I've been getting in more workouts in my driveway. Literally all I have is a yoga mat, two kettlebells, and four dumbbells of various weights. So I've been getting really creative with workouts. And the other night I was working out about 8:30 in my driveway and in the middle of a workout. Now, I'm very focused when it comes to training. I have a purpose for the workout. Every single workout I do, it's not just going through the motions and doing a workout. I'm talking to myself, all right, you got this, you can do it, let's do five more. It's a coaching session in my head to stay on point and stay true to the goal that I set at the beginning of the workout and not let myself slack because it got hard. So I'm in the middle of the workout, and this workout was really challenging. I don't remember which one it was at the time, but the workout itself was challenging. I was out of breath. In that workout, I was like, dear God, why am I doing this to myself? So what I realized was a light bulb went off, and I said, this is it. The people that we serve, the clients we work with, and those that are long-term clients, those that are here 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years in, are different than the clients who come on and they're here for a month or two or three, or even up to that 6 month mark, and decide the program isn't right for them. Now, there's a lot of reasons why that might be. Work, schedule, other outside circumstances. But by and large, what I realized in that moment of suck in the middle of the workout is that those of us that can stick it out, show up day in and day out, 3 to 5 times a week for this thing that we call high intensity functional training, we are going against human nature every single day we show up. Human nature, by and large, we are, you know, if I'm gonna give the option of fast or slow, I'm gonna take the slow. Like, we are, by and large, human nature, lazy. So by throwing yourself into a hard, challenging, high intensity based training program 3 to 5 days a week, you are having to overcome human nature and the desire to be lazy every single day. So when the going gets tough, when you don't want to go through that challenge or that difficulty anymore, you're gonna quit and you're gonna give up and you're gonna say it's not for you because you want the easier way out. So first, props to those of our members who have been training for a while, who regardless of the quote-unquote suck fest and what goes through your head in that workout, just like myself, sometimes I finish a workout and jokingly I'm like, why do we do this to ourselves? But the reason we do it to ourselves is because as much as that experience of that 8, 10, 12, 30-minute workout is challenging, we come out the other side feeling a sense of pride. Like, man, I just did something that I'm really proud of. I did something for the first time. I haven't done that movement, or I got a faster time, or I just actually showed up and did it when I didn't want to. So daily, we are building our confidence. I believe that the success formula in your day, you need to have a sense of pride and accomplishment on a daily basis. If you're not feeling proud and accomplished, you're either not stretching yourself and shooting for big goals, or you're just not doing anything. So I believe you need to have a sense of pride and accomplishment on a daily basis. So coming back to the workout, too many people, I've been in this transformation game and coaching game a long time, 13 years to be exact, and over those 13 years, come across thousands and thousands of people who claim that I'm motivated, I'm ready, I'm gonna take action. And then the second the going gets tough, right, they quit. And I've come to the conclusion that through this work and personal development and transformative work with clients over those 13 years, that there is a real big correlation. Those of you who can stick it out when the quote unquote going gets tough, when those workouts are challenging and you come out the other side showing up 3 to 5 days a week, giving it everything you've got, and you don't quit, you're probably not quitting and giving up in your life. So my call out to you today is, don't claim that you want to improve. Don't claim that you want certain goals. Don't say that you're motivated if you're going to run away from that goal, that desire, that vision, the second it gets challenging. Because you need to lean into that when it is challenging, when it's confusing, when it's overwhelming. I want you to maybe change your mindset, and instead of bailing and quitting and saying this isn't for me because it's tough, celebrate that, because what that means is that you're learning new stuff, learning new things. We get clients in here all the time, and in your first 3 months, I always say it's an emotional roller coaster. You're going to go through, yeah, I got it, I'm feeling awesome, and then the next day you come in, I suck, I don't know what's going on, and you're going to go through this cycle until you start to master everything that we're asking you to do, and you're going to feel more confident, more accomplished, and you're going to be able to continue to level that up. So instead of bailing when you're overwhelmed, frustrated, celebrate that. It means you're growing. It means you're making progress, but you have to lean into that if you want to achieve major success. So I want you to take a hard look at yourself today. Are you someone who just does a lot of talking, and every other month you're doing some sort of a challenge, or you're putting out on your social media that you're going to start this and you're eating clean, and then, you know, it lasts 2 to 3 weeks? It's not the programs or the challenges that are failing you. You need to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Because, and it's cliche as it sounds, that if it were easy, everybody would do it. But don't put out there that you're going to or you want to do something if you're not ready to endure that pain. So a little bit of mindset work today, guys. Reflect on your past 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. What have you attempted to do? What have you accomplished? Are you leaning into those challenges? If you are, you're coming out a bigger, better, more successful, accomplished person on the other side. If you're not, if you're succumbing to those challenges and that uncomfortableness, I'm going to push back a little bit on you today and tell you to lean in. The only way to get to where you want to go is to go through periods of intensity, immerse yourself. If you're not ready to do that on your own, that's why coaches exist. That's why I do what I do, because I can take you through that journey and help you to accomplish those goals on the days that you don't want to do it. So thanks so much, guys, for listening. Happy Friday. I'm excited to get back to our regular content. I hope you got value out of this. At the very least, think a little bit about what you're doing. If you're leaning in, if you're digging in, be proud of yourself, feel accomplished, and let's go do it. Happy Friday.